Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attacks and planning future operations. The military also detained a suspected Hamas operative near a Gaza crossing and targeted four rocket launchers. Also, Walla notes earlier this hour that the U.S. Central Command commander, Admiral Brad Cooper, will meet in Israel with IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir and Defense Minister Yoav Katz amid ongoing negotiations with Iran. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that a contractor working with an IDF unit was killed in a building collapse in Gaza. The contractor was involved in engineering projects for the Defense Ministry. Separately, JNS highlights that Prime Minister Netanyahu has praised military gains in Gaza and Iran, stating these decisions have shifted the regional balance of power. And finally, I-24 News notes that a close associate has stated, after the pager operation, Nasrallah was no longer the same man. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, coming in now, reports Israel's military confirmed the contractor's death in Gaza was an operational accident, marking the sixth Israeli death in the territory since the ceasefire. Ynet Global, posting earlier today, mentions that Rad Abu Al-Kiyan, a Defense Ministry civilian contractor, died while conducting engineering work in Jabalia. Jake Sherman shared that the Pentagon is expected to propose an $80 billion supplemental spending package to Congress, including funds to replenish munitions stockpiles. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the IDF's operation. The Times of Israel details that the targeted Hamas terrorist was linked to past and future attacks. This strike is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats following the recent ceasefire. For civilians, this underscores ongoing tensions, despite current calm. Turning to the visit from Admiral Brad Cooper, Walla reports that the meeting with Israeli officials comes amid U.S. and Israeli concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. This visit could influence diplomatic strategies and military cooperation going forward. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides context on the contractor's death. He was engaged in critical infrastructure work in Gaza, illustrating the complex and dangerous nature of reconstruction efforts there. This incident may affect future civilian projects in the region. In a related development, JNS covers Netanyahu's statements on military campaigns. He emphasized that recent operations have not only changed military dynamics, but also deterred existential threats. This could bolster his standing domestically amid criticism. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on internal changes within Hezbollah. Nasrallah's altered stance after the pager operation indicates potential shifts in Hezbollah's approach, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich has announced a support package for startups, including tax measures for multinationals, aiming to bolster Israel's tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Shikun and Binui's expansion into income-generating real estate, with significant development projects underway in city centers. And finally, Globes notes that Rami Levy Chain Stores plans to float Kando drones on the market, seeking to raise 19 million NIS, despite the company's current losses. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.